Nolte, Debunking the Media's 7 Latest Hysteria Hoaxes. By John Nolte on May 15, 2019. With the Russia collusion hoax debunked forever, the corrupt establishment media are now in a mad scramble to manufacture a different kind of anxiety against President Trump, this time using multiple artificial hysterias. Honestly, any rational person who lives in the real world, and I like to count myself among that group, must be baffled by the news media's ongoing meltdown. The screech of one crisis after another, which reflects nothing close to reality. For example, yesterday, I paid 98 cents for a dozen eggs. My 401k is kicking butt. No one I know is struggling to find work, which was definitely not the case a few years ago. American servicemen are not coming home in body bags. There are no race riots, which also wasn't the case a few years ago. There seems to be fewer domestic terror attacks. For the last 2 years, global temperatures have dropped, and this year, so far, has certainly been a cool one. Unemployment has reached record lows. Wages are rising. Manufacturing jobs are coming back. Inflation is almost non-existent. This, my friends, is what peace and prosperity look and feel like. This is it. Take it from a middle-aged guy who lived through Watergate, Vietnam, the Carter years, 9/11, Iraq, and Barry Obama's managed decline. This is as good as America gets. But with a Republican in office, most especially a Republican named Donald Trump, the media are desperate to distract us from this inconvenient good news. And so they are manufacturing a fabricated reality where Mississippi is still burning. White supremacism is on the march, the Chinese are about to red dawn our economy. Everyone's going to be shot at school, democracy itself teeters on the brink, and women are about to be forced back into the kitchen. Here's a quick roundup of the latest nonsense our corrupt media are hoaxing the country with. Trump's tariff war with China is going to kill the economy. This, to me, is the dumbest crisis of them all. To begin with, none of the tariffs Trump has so far raised have had any effect on consumer prices or economic growth. In fact, in almost every area, our economy is doing much better than our lousy experts predicted last year. How many times can the media turn a single-day stock market drop into a financial crisis before we all roll our eyes and turn the channel? I find this hysteria tedious. Global warming will kill you. It's May 15th, I live in the South, and when I woke up this morning it was 36 degrees. There was even a little frost on the ground. The planet appears to be doing just fine, much better than the eternally neurotic Ocasio crazy. School shooting epidemic. To gin up this lie, media outlets, most especially CNN, are spreading provably false statistics, lies easily debunked by anyone who can Google. The truth is that when it comes to these terrible shootings, our schools are much safer than they were 20 years ago. Trump's constitutional crisis. In a woefully transparent act of collusion between Democrats and the establishment media, the media repeated the phrase constitutional crisis 386 times between May 8 and 12. A perfect example courtesy of Newsbusters. On Friday, CNN's Aaron Burnett asked indignantly, "If this is a constitutional crisis, how can Democrats not move forward with impeachment hearings?" Much of this hysteria is based on the Trump administration fighting Congress over document requests and all those subpoenas being issued so that sore loser Democrats can come up with a Russia collusion hoax do-over. You know, because special counsel Robert Mueller and his gang of partisan Democrats spending 3 years and $35 million to locate a dry collusion/obstruction hole means nothing. The executive branch has been fighting the legislative branch over this stuff since the creation of our government, and nothing is a constitutional crisis until the executive branch defies a Supreme Court order, or the equivalent of one, to cooperate with Congress. Sorry, that's just a fact. We cannot be in a constitutional crisis when the executive branch is 1. Complying with court orders and 2. Using constitutional means to tell Congress to shove it. Actually, this is the opposite of a constitutional crisis. This is the Constitution at its best. The war is political and legal as opposed to physical. God bless America. White supremacism epidemic. Handpicked experts are telling the conspiracy theorists at CNN that white supremacism is on the rise and a contagion and must be labeled as terrorism so it can be treated like ISIS. Yeah, there's a good idea, treat our own citizens like foreign terrorists. First off, The so-called boost in hate crimes is a hoax based solely on the fact that more agencies have been added to those reporting hate crimes. Secondly, if white supremacism was a real problem in America, CNN and the rest of the media would not be forced to manufacture one hate crime after another. Remember Hands Up, Don't Shoot, George Zimmerman the White Hispanic, the KK kids from KK Covington High School, Jussie Smollett? All hoaxes. In fact, most hate crimes end up being debunked as hoaxes. I've lived in the South for nearly 20 years and my interracial marriage has never brought my wife and I so much as a double take. The return of back alley abortions. Thank God states like Alabama are aggressively looking to put an end to the Holocaust of abortion. Regardless, the worst case scenario for the pro-infanticide crowd is that the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, and as unlikely as that is to happen, it would still not outlaw the killing of the unborn for convenience purposes. Overturning Roe v. Wade means the states get to decide on the legality of abortion, which means it will always be legal somewhere. With all the government money they receive, I'm sure Planned Parenthood will be able to offer a free bus pass with every child murder. To be fair, though, Alyssa Milano's sex strike, her refusal to have sex with anyone until she gets her way on abortion would have been a legitimate crisis, in 1998. Fox News is the devil. In a notion of leftist news outlets, Fox News is a lonely buoy that offers some right-of-center opinion. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, aka Indian Princess Lies Like a Rug, is only the latest example of the hate poured all over Fox. But according to CNN and other media outlets, Fox is a disease helping to spread all six of the phony crises listed above. This is how intolerant the left and media are. They don't even want one buoy in their ocean of lies. Dash. Seriously, y'all, it's all a hoax, it's all fake news, and summer is on the horizon. So unless you live in a city like Baltimore, Chicago, or San Francisco, a city exclusively run by Democrats for the last 50 or so years that is now filled with poverty, the homeless, and poop, take a vacation from the media. Take a breath, take a step outside, and take a long look around. Life is good in Trump's America, about as good as it gets. And all of this hysterical BS, this crises propaganda, these lies, are all being manufactured to take our eye off that fact. The media cannot defeat Trump in 2020 based on the mostly positive results of his policies. They cannot argue against the first era of peace and prosperity we've enjoyed in almost two decades. So they're trying to stress us out with these absurd hoaxes even though the planet is cooling. Eggs are 98 cents a dozen, and our guys are not dying in feudal overseas wars. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.